Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We're having a jam party in here right now.
Yeah.
I'm playing the Forum September 1st in LA. And I just broke the news to Easton that I'm not singing his favorite song. So, because I was like, I just don't think my guys even know the song. It's called Goodbye California. And Easton and I just like totally jammed out to it and sang it.
They're professional musicians. They have a week and a half. You can tell them to learn it. This right? is their job.
No, I could. We just sang it together, though. I mean, Easton and I like totally just sang it together.
I want to see Easton at the Forum front row singing along to that.
I like boots. You Joe tattoos.
Driving in the country where the daffodils bloom. I like him. Sang a sex a high twang. Country fried chicken is a beautiful thing. Oh, all I want to do is hug and hold ya. Hello, love, and so goodbye. California.
Yeah.
Wow. September 1st, ladies, you can see that.
Man, Easton's a better husband to you than me. He knows all the words.
Yeah, I don't even think you would know one lyric to that.
I don't know. Probably not. Not that one.
Not that one.
I don't even think I've heard you perform that one.
I don't think I've ever performed that one yet. Yeah. But we've got a studio full. I'm so excited. Coming back for her grand return. Does she have the ring or not?
Oh,
Sarah
my God.
Cruz. Yeah. Formerly known as Sarah Gretzky.
Oh, God.
We've obviously got Mark and Easton and Jen.
Hello.
And hello, hello. And then my husband is back as well.
I am back.
So, Jen, we dropped Jolie off at preschool.
Who cried?
Michael would not let go of her.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, let's go.
I was like, oh, Jolie, you're sorry. Let me take you into the class. Let me sit you down. Let's play Play-Doh. And the teachers, no other parents are in there. All the parents have
just
already
you.
Left. It's just me. Like, sitting at the table. Kids are playing Play-Doh. Teachers are like, all right, dude, like, let's get out of here.
Get out. Did you have any idea that you were going to react that way?
A little bit, because when my brother, because there's a 14-year difference between me and my brother.
Oh, wow.
And so I remember dropping him off at preschool. And I remember giving my mom crap back in the day because she'd be like crying when she left. I'm like, Mom, it's not a big deal. And then the first time I dropped him off by myself, and he called me Mimi when I was a kid. So he's like, arms up, he's like, Mimi. I was like, oh my God. I was like, just started like bawling. I was like, I have to leave. I felt like the worst person in the world, leaving him crying.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to be the one crying. And this time, Mike literally would not let go. I was like, Michael, we have to go. And then so she starts crying because he's like clinging onto her. And I was like, let go of her. Like, we have, you're making her upset.
She's such a daddy's girl now.
Yeah.
So that's why it was easier for Jana to leave, because she just loves her some daddy.
Okay.
But just wait.
Yeah.
When mama's boy comes.
Oh, yeah. My little baby boy.
Yeah. Game over.
Yeah, game over. It's going to be cuddle mommy. I just want to, all they want to do is cuddle with you.
Even the flight attendants on the plane last night when we're coming back from out of town, they were, Jana's in the back, we were talking to them about kids and they recognized Jana and they both had boys. And when Jana's in the bathroom, they're like, oh, is your daughter daddy's girl? It's like, she's become one recently.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, just wait till you have that boy. He's going to be all over her. I was like, I know. I keep hearing that. So your time will come. Don't worry, honey.
I mean, she's still a mom. Like, when she's sick, when she, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's when she's like, mama. Yeah. But she's definitely, like, switched gears to Michael, which is great.
Because that's great.
We're going to need that when the baby comes, too.
Absolutely. It's a good transition.
Yeah, it's true.
For sure.
I know.
What else have you guys been up to?
Well, we went out of town for a little
project.
We had to go back to Nashville, take care of a few things.
Nice.
So yeah, we did that, and then we got back late last night. We were literally there for 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was a crazy whirlwind 24 hours, so it was nuts, but it was great. Like, I'm excited to, like, talk about that later. We can't right now, but we're very excited to share in the future.
Oh, yeah. But, so exciting.
I know. But it was funny. Michael made fun of me so bad yesterday in the airport. Well, let me just say this. So, so we're going home this weekend to his dad's retirement. It's a surprise party.
Oh, how fun.
So we're flying to Virginia on Thursday, like, having this whole thing. So his mom texted us in a group chat and was like, what do you guys want Thursday night for dinner? Fajitas or tacos? I hate fajitas. Like,
which is news to me.
Really?
Not news. What? Never order them. Never.
You never verbally said, I hate fajitas.
I have, but he doesn't. He has selective hearing. So I was like, taco. He goes, fajitas. And I'm like, what a, you know, meanhead.
She said tacos. I was like, nah, fajitas.
And I was like, how could he say that? You know, so.
And I'm thinking she's going to side with me. It's, you know, I'm a mama's boy. I'm like,
right.
It's my mama asking. And she's like, sorry, pregnant lady wins.
And then he sends a gif of, like, someone,
it's not fair.
It said someone crying saying it's not fair. And then I sent a gif back of, like, this pregnant lady waddling saying this isn't fair either. So I win. But then you can.
Yeah. So we're walking through. Jan is trying to convince me that she's told me that she doesn't like fajitas. And I'm like, no, you've never told me that. So we're walking through. Is it when we got back to L.A.?
No, in the Nashville airport.
We're walking to our flight. And Jana was, we didn't get much sleep the previous, like, 24 hours. Jana's a little loopy and slap happy. And Easton, get your bleep button ready. Jana's sitting there telling me, she's like, fajitas. I fucking hate fajitas. I never fucking liked them. And as she's saying
just
this,
how much,
right?
I hate fajitas.
Yeah, just
and I'm
describing,
like, how could you, like, you know me. Like, I've never effing ordered them. I freaking hate them. Like, that.
Yeah, like.
Like, just going off. Almost like I'm yelling it, like we're having an argument.
Almost, yeah. But it was all fun and playful. Yeah. And this lady that worked for Southwest comes over out of nowhere. Or no, TSA.
TSA, yeah.
And comes up, and Jana's like, fucking fajitas. And she comes up, she's like, Jana. She's like, oh, hi. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. I really appreciate it. Oh, you're watching One Tree Hill again? Okay. And then she walks away, and then she's like, fucking fajitas.
Yeah. About those fajitas.
About those fajitas. How dare you?
Yeah. I have a question about the fajitas. What don't you like about grilled vegetables or grilled chicken?
Hate
steak
it all.
And tortillas.
I just gross. What? I think it's disgusting. And then I like what are those things called?
Flour tortillas.
I like flour tortillas, but it has to have the crunch tortilla involved with it.
What do you mean the crunch tortilla?
Like, she likes soft shell around the hard shell.
Yeah. So I don't like just a soft
shell.
Like
Taco Bell special.
Yeah, like the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but I've never liked grilled vegetables with just steak and chicken. Like, that's just the grossest. I don't understand people that order. It's gross.
Give me a sizzling platter of fajita in my...
Like, sizzling grilled vegetables?
No.
I could not be hungry at all, and I smell fajitas walking past me. I'm like, I'm hungry.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Gross. That's so... I hate fajitas. I think they're so gross.
Now everybody knows.
Either way, I won, and we're getting tacos on Thursday. So it's Taco Thursday. I win.
Come on, Mom.
Pregnant lady wins. Sorry. Oh, yeah, but this is also fun. So now, you know, we're going home to, like, the mom territory, you know?
Ooh, yep.
It's like, mama's boy is going to be back home. Sorry, you lost your pregnant wife.
Yep. Yeah, tacos. Yeah. Tacos.
It's all going to be about Jolie anyway.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
They haven't seen him in a while.
Sarah, do you have the ring, babe?
No.
No, not yet. But you did do the ultimatum that
it's
we...
It's been an intense 10 days. When was the last time I was with you?
Yeah.
It's been serious.
How did he react?
This is the thing. He is the nicest guy ever.
He literally was so excited for just the up.
He was like, that was so awesome. Like, good for you.
That's
for
cool.
And I'm like, you found your voice.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but we like shit on you for an hour and a half.
But we talked about
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And he was like, no. I mean, he doesn't care. He's heard worse things to his face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've said worse than her saying no.
He got the message.
No. So before, like Jana said, before it came out, I couldn't wait. I was like, yeah.
Right.
And so I just was like, listen, not a big deal. It wasn't scary. It wasn't intense. I was like, look, I love you. You love me. I want to marry you. And if you don't want to marry me, that's totally fine. But tell me. And if you do want to marry me, I need a ring.
Okay. Soon. So are you managing your expectations so that you don't get disappointed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like Jana said, it's been 6 years.
Right.
I mean, almost, you know, what's another couple months? And like, again.
He's just, Michael wanted to ask, so he's aware that it's.
And Jana was telling me, you know, that she. He was agreed to the year or whatever. And so is it the end of 2018 or is it a year from now?
Oh, no. The end of 2018.
So and I don't need a wedding.
I need a wedding.
Just right. So yeah. By 2019, you better have a ring on
yeah.
your finger.
Yeah. Okay. And even though I was like, Jana's like, no. December 31st. Like, you wait it out.
You cannot say one
yeah.
more thing.
Yeah. And I agreed when Jana
yeah.
said that to me. I was like, 100. You cannot make a joke. You cannot say a single thing. Ethan's like, yep.
Yeah. No, the jokes. This is now my safe zone.
Yeah.
Right.
So we will talk about it here. We will joke here. No, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, do you like our sheets that we sleep in?
Yeah, I love our sheets.
You know why?
Why do we love them?
Because they're Brooklinen. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. They're so comfortable. And what I love about them is they're so affordable. They're the best, most comfortable sheets I've honestly ever slept in. They're really, really, really comfy.
We thought they're we had comfy ones before until I didn't even know you put them on. You put them on. I was like, good God.
I
know.
I was like, I wanted to see. Because you're usually like really picky. You're like, I don't like this.
I know.
So.
Well played.
Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure that you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jana at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, Brooklinen.com, promo code Jana. Brooklinen, you really do have the best sheets ever. So we're talking sororities today.
I can't wait.
I am excited.
Sarah, you were in a sorority.
I was.
Which one?
Alpha Chi Omega.
Michael, were you in a sorority? I'm sorry.
A fraternity?
Definitely not a sorority.
Were you a fraternity?
Football
boy?
Is a fraternity. It is. In college, athletics, your team is your own fraternity. I mean, I have plenty of guys that were friends.
So no athlete was allowed to be in a fraternity?
Not that they weren't allowed. You don't have time for any of that.
Right.
Whether it's off season or in season, you have no time for.
Were any of your girlfriends in sororities?
Yes. My college girlfriend was in
this. Ew, sorority. She was?
Yeah. I don't remember which one.
I don't want to talk about her. Anyways.
I didn't hear. What did you say about sororities?
I just don't get it. Like, I don't feel like the girls are being honest with their,
they love
everybody. Yeah. And then it's, I just don't get that. Like, I'm like, no, I don't believe that it's all like unicorns and rainbows and Skittles.
Right. I don't know. It wasn't my goal when I went to college to join a sorority. It just was not me. It was not something I was interested in. My mom was in a sorority. And I remember talking with her about it. And she was like, do you want to join a sorority? And I was like, I don't think so. It's not me. And I am a girl's girl. I have tons of women who are friends. I support them.
Yeah.
I love all of my girlfriends. And I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I really didn't have time.
I only because I grew up in Texas, like everyone in the, you know, everyone does that. But I mostly did it because I went to Arizona State and I didn't know anyone. And so I was like, what am I going to do? I'm either going to cry my first year.
Right.
Or I'm going to, like, who knows, end up with a weird cry. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. And if it goes well, it goes well. You can always drop whatever. Right. And
how did you get in, though? Like, what was your rush thing? Because that, to me, is, like, dangerous. Like, I wouldn't want Jolie, like, doing, like, these crazy rush stuff. I mean, that's, scary. Like, that's, I mean, kids die from that. They're mean. So, like, they're, like, it's, like, I don't want.
I think guys are way more intense. I mean, I didn't get hazed. By the time I went, I mean, they're serious. You know, they couldn't haze. I didn't get hazed at all. You know, so there was no.
Like, they're cutting down on that in colleges.
I think, I mean, now with social media, I mean, you're right. Like, guys have died, you know, being drinking themselves to death. Like, nothing like that ever happened. Arizona State really cracked down. I would not say our Greek life was booming. I mean, my sister went to Alabama. Now that is some Greek life.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, will you explain that a little more? What is Greek life?
So I think, oh, my God, I don't even know the stats. But, like, let's say at ASU, I'd say 30% of the campus were, like, involved in Greek life. So that means guys were in fraternities, girls were in sororities, that whole.
Did you guys have a Greek row?
The guys did, but it got, like, demolished a year later. And, like, we didn't have, like, I didn't live in a house. I did not live in the sorority house. Like, I didn't do any of that.
Okay.
Now, my sister, I'd say at Alabama, I mean, like, we're going to get a lot of hate mail, but I'd say maybe, like, 80%. I mean, I think everyone on that campus, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, like, 150 girls in my sorority. I think there was, like, 350 in hers.
Okay, so that's a completely different experience.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have to agree with, I forget who said it, but they were, like, it's just, like, a last name. Like, yeah, I have four sisters in general, and we fight like cats and dogs. But at the end of the day, whatever, you know? Okay. And that's kind of how sorority was. Was I friends with everyone? No. Did I hate anyone? Towards the end. But
thank you for being honest.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, the girls I met the first 10 days are still, I have two of them still my best friends. Best friends.
Right.
So there's that. Right. But no, do I talk to half? No.
I know a big thing too, like my school, James Madison, our Greek life wasn't huge. It was probably under 30% of the school was a part of that sorority or fraternity. But from the outside looking in, I do understand that it is a, you know, it is a camaraderie thing where it's just like if you meet someone randomly and you figure out they went to ASU, you're like, oh, I went to ASU.
Exactly.
Instantly it's something.
Right.
Where if you meet someone that was in Kappa Alpha fraternity, you're like, oh, you were in KA? Like, yeah. I was in, like, and immediately there's some kind of networking there, especially in the professional world. I hear a lot about that from buddies that were in fraternities. Right. That's helped them a lot.
And even in general, I mean, one of the girls I lived with out here, I lived with her for the last 5 years. She was at Alpha Chi Omega at UT.
Right.
So it's just things like that where it, but no, there is a dark side.
Well, I'm glad hazing is kind of, is it done?
I mean, it's still there, but I know when I was leaving college, that's when things really started cracking down. That was 2009. So ever since then, I'm sure it just got even stricter and stricter because that's when social media really started ramping up and there's more exposure on what was going on behind closed doors. So I'm sure there's some that is there, but I mean, shoot, even in professional athletics, the hazing has decreased since when I was in.
What do you mean?
Rookie hazing?
Though they do that?
Yeah, but
like, what would they do? Like, run around with your peewee out?
I mean, there were things. It would depend. You know, the worst of it was, you know, a big thing on a lot of teams was rookies are taped to the goalpost.
Oh my god!
With like a partner. Yeah.
Like naked?
No, not naked. Like in their pads or whatever. Maybe cold water dumped on them or stuff dumped on them. I've seen guys like taped up and thrown in the cold tub and had like icy hot rubbed on them or something. Like that's like the worst.
Yeah.
That's like the worst of stuff. The more of the fun stuff is rookie haircuts. That's back when I had hair.
That's what you did.
You know, I did that. You'd have to, I was in Jacksonville my rookie year, so you had a storm come through and you had to go into the locker room for a little bit until it cleared. Rookies, get up and sing. Dance off, go. Yeah. You know, it'd be that kind of stuff. So, but still, there's still things in some professional athletics. There's a kid, you know, guy in Miami that had issues with racial fueled hazing that was an issue. And so it's out there, but I think it's really died down all over the country.
What was your karaoke song?
What did I sing? I sang Shy, If I Ever Fall in Love. the acapella song. Yeah, it's because
can you give me a little bit?
You got no. You got to pay for that. Come on, this ain't for free. But it, you got the key is to sing a song that you know everyone's gonna know.
Okay.
And, you know, especially, you know, whites are the minority in the professional athletic room. So you got to sing a song that appeals to the brothers a little bit.
Well,
that's just true.
Well, I'm feeling very unsafe about this conversation because hazing scares me, but I'll tell you what makes me safe.
What makes you safe?
ADT.
That can't protect you on hazing.
Wow.
Yes, it can. I can run in my house and lock my door, and if my alarm goes off, then I'm going to be, you know, then the police come and they can get you. I love ADT. We have it in our house in Nashville. It's one of those where I feel secure. I feel knowing. I like knowing that. My daughter and I are safe, and my family, obviously. But, I mean, I feel real safe when you're obviously in bed next to me. But when you travel and you're gone, I love knowing that ADT protects us.
Yeah, it makes us both feel safer. It makes me feel safer when I do have to travel and I'm gone, knowing that you and Jolie are in good hands.
Exactly. And you can set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the door, set the thermostat when you leave, which is, you know, huge because sometimes we forget to set that. You can even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. So there's so many things ADT can do, not only keep you safe, but also help your home become more of a smart home device. Security features like indoor and outdoor camera, locks, lights, garage door, all of that. So worry-free getaway service, ADT automation to arm your system, lock up, and set lighting schedules before going on vacation, which I think is awesome. I want all of you guys to feel safe in your home. I want your family, everyone to be safe. So please visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. ADT.com/smart. And we are so happy to be sponsored by ADT. So I wanted to get more insight on sororities, especially since after we had the podcast last week, we had a sorority outcry.
Sorority outcry.
Is that the right word?
The sisters were running wild.
They
were,
see, there you go. Camaraderie. They're banding together.
Not all of the stories are good, though.
No, they're
coming together to go against you. Yeah.
Thank you for these chocolate chip cookies, Amy.
What's interesting is I read all the emails. We'll read some on the air. Mm-hmm. But I would say from the hundreds of emails, it was very split. As a sorority girl, you know I'm being truthful because I loved every minute of it.
Right.
They were very split.
No, you know what, totally. You know what I
on
loved about?
On people who just didn't like their experience at all?
Sorry, we're chewing cookies.
Sorry, I'm eating chocolate chip cookies at the same time. So I would say half loved it. Of course, it's not perfect, right. But loved it. The other half was divided between people who did it and didn't like it or thought it was so, like Jana, that they didn't even want to do it.
Yeah, no desire. But what I...
Hater!
It's not that I'm a hater. I'm, you know, like, I love girls.
You would have actually thrived.
Yes.
No, I would not have.
No.
Girls are so mean.
No.
And I'm so sensitive.
No, there were some bitches, but, like, you literally... It's like you find the ones you like, and then you're good, and you don't even... There's no issue.
I'm just too sensitive and I care too much about what people think about
me. Oh, I threw a drink in a girl's face. Like, I do the same. Like, I did that for one of my sisters.
What house were you?
I was Alpha Chi Omega.
Oh. And the way that you guys say it, I was an Alpha Chi Omega.
Well, I mean, usually I'd be like, A Chi O, but like, what's an A Chi O?
Yep, 100%.
No.
But it's true. Like, even like Tori is like, I was a Kappa Gamma.
Look at Tori. She's like, proud of it.
No, I mean, just like, I'm definitely like in the middle. I loved it, but there were girls I physically like, yeah, no.
Love the honesty.
I was too busy going to see bands.
There you go. Oh.
I was too busy working, okay, people? Like, I didn't go to college, all right? Mm. Bam.
You stand up for it, baby.
There was a couple scary seniors, and what's weird now, 20 years later, is I still know them, and the scary senior is, like, shocked that she was scary. She's like, what do you mean? Like, right. I wasn't scary. I'm so nice. And I'm like, you were so scary.
Yeah.
But, like, I still loved it. I mean, that's, like, part of it.
Yeah, I did. I like the frat parties.
Yes.
I did go to the frat parties. I've done a few keg stands in my
life. See, I don't drink. Here's the thing. Another thing. I don't drink beer. I've never done a keg stand. I've never drank a full beer. I've never been drunk. Like, it's just not, Michael, please do not roll your eyes. I've never been drunk. I've never had the spins. I've never thrown up.
No, but there's things that you can do in it that aren't, you know, like you have a philanthropy. Like, there are things that, like,
oh, say, philanthropy, do you save the bunnies?
No, actually, oh my God. Actually, Alpha Chi Omega was domestic violence, and we worked a lot with the Phoenix Sojourner Center. But there's things that you can do. You could have been president. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that you can do without having to be a blackout.
Were you only
But if
allowed...
I wasn't president, I'd be mad. That's the thing. If I'm not the top, then I'm not going to want to do it.
Yeah, that's why you would have been good, because you would have wanted to win. Like, I was the vice president of recruitment. It was fun, but like...
So you did all the hazing. Got it. Okay, cool.
I also was rush chair. So...
Oh, my God! Okay, well, this is, like, boring me right now. Let's...
Wait,
can we...
Did you only date frat boys?
Of course.
Well, I had a frat boy boyfriend, but Ty was not in a frat. So I had a...
You were cheating on Ty?
No. No.
Oh,
I had
this
a boyfriend like sophomore and junior year, and he was in a frat.
Okay.
Actually, and then I lied too, because I dated athletes.
Okay, so apparently all you sorority girls are liars. Let's talk to Robin. So she's on line 12 right now. I want to hear about her experience. Hey, Robin.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, good. I just got a room full of sorority listeners right now. We just want to hear the drama and the love, and I want to know the good, bad, the ugly, and the everything else.
Oh, wow.
oh boy. How long do you have?
Tell me your number one high and your number one low.
Okay, my high is definitely my experience going to a small California school. And that was amazing. Very easy. Didn't realize I was supposed to be stressed about it. Everyone got a house. Everyone was happy where they were. Super easy. My bad experience is I have a daughter who is currently in college in a southern university. Mm-hmm. I don't want to name any names, but the rush is attended by moms.
The rush is attended by moms?
What? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a thing.
Just generations of sisters.
Terrifying. They're witches.
Yeah. You have rush coaches for at least a year prior to rush.
You have to be coached?
Stop. See, this is where I'm like,
why? This is ridiculous.
There is a sorority packet you have to prepare. You can go online and order it monogrammed in different colors with the professional photos.
Why would you let her do this?
I didn't know it was going to be this bad, and everyone else was quote unquote doing it, and spray tanning, hair and makeup. I mean,
stop
you
it!
No idea.
This is like
it
a cult.
Insane. Okay, then I'll tell you the worst part.
Wait, the spray tanning and that stuff wasn't the worst part.
There's more.
The worst part is they go through the whole rush experience, and then they have the last day, bid day, where they get to decide between one or two houses, assuming they have that many left. And they bring all the girls who are left. At this point, 176 girls have quit, and 13 have so far been cut completely. And they say, you are going to sit on an envelope for an hour while we lecture you about how great sorority life is. And then at a crack of 5 p.m., you open your envelope, find out which sorority you got. Some of you might not have any that you thought you were going to have, and some of you might have none at all. But either way, as soon as you open this, you get to run through the middle of campus where thousands of people, and I'm not joking, TV crews, alumni, student fraternities line the street, come out and watch you run, even if you didn't get a house. The girls are crying. They've got nothing. They didn't get a house they wanted, or they're beyond thrilled. They got exactly what they wanted, and those girls are,
The girls that didn't get anything still have to run?
Still have to run, baby.
Roll Tide.
Cruel. Cruel.
Alabama in the house.
Oh my.
Wow.
And then you have to watch your daughter cry and run across a field.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. And my daughter got what she probably should have gotten, but she didn't get what she wanted at her top choice. And so she was, a complete mess. And so I was a complete mess. I'm calling my husband crying. Like, we just can't do this. He's like, wait, this wasn't you rushing. Remember that? And I'm like, whatever.
How much did it cost? How much was the investment to actually get her to that point?
Well, you mean the flight there, the hotel room, the hair, the makeup, the clothing?
I mean, and just coaching.
Yeah.
A lot. I didn't tell my husband how much, but I'm guessing probably like $1,000 at least, maybe 2,000. And then you have paid for the sorority, which is far more expensive than it was in my day.
I just don't understand all that. I mean, especially like, what if she didn't run? Would they like, you know, shoot her in the back with an arrow? Like, you know, it's like, is it like Indians and Cowboys days? Like if you just run away, you know, and you don't.
There's no way not to run. Everyone circles you. Like you can't, you have to run.
This is that's bull. See, that's my thing. Those are bullies. Those girls are bullies. Why would you want to be like?
You know who the bullies? The moms are the bullies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the other moms are like, I literally found myself on the last night alone in a bar with my head on the bar, sobbing alone.
Oh my God.
Rock meat bottom.
Yeah, and this
you're like, hand me the vodka.
Oh my.
I just.
This nice little southern woman comes over. Is that you, Robin? Oh, hey. She's like, how are you? Don't look well.
I'm not.
Really? Really? You want to know how unwell I'm not? You guys are crazy.
Wow. And but here's the thing. Those moms are sorority girls. Those were sorority sisters. Yeah. So it's like, that's my point. Those girls are witches. Like, they're not good
but
people.
But this is not anything I can relate to for the experience I had in California. And I'll just say it. I went to Berkeley. I mean, it's like the most mellow thing on the planet.
So, but when you go to the more like extreme southern Alabama kind of stuff, not like saying you're Texas. At Alabama, but I mean, that's like, but again, I guess maybe that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
That's the sorority type I don't like.
Well, that's like the stereo. I mean, I did not have anything like that, but that's what I thought of. You know, when you think of sorority, that's what,
absolutely.
That's like the scary. Yeah.
Robin, did you find that any other moms had a lot of issues with this, or is it something where these sorority moms, because they went through that process, they don't look at it as negative as it clearly is?
Well, for sure, the people who are the southern women whose grandma and great grandma were in ex-house, they seemed a lot more comfortable. Definitely devastated when their kids didn't make necessarily what they wanted. But the women who are from, say, California, or I met some from Idaho, like various places like that, were blown away and super sick about it, even if their kid got what they wanted. This experience is just, it does not feel good. And they actually, at the school, there's a joke. The day after bid day is called U-Haul Day for all the girls who quit school.
Quit school? Oh, come on.
It is literally a running joke. They had to change the tuition at the university to the day before bid day so that you pay your tuition to try and alleviate
this is why
girls
I don't like
quitting.
Sports.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous.
But like I'm saying, I'm just playing the opposite because I was a legacy. My mom was in the exact same house I was in at the exact same school. We slept in the same bedroom. Like, I mean, and what we did years later, my parents eloped from the sorority. Like, there's,
Wait, they eloped from the sorority?
Yeah.
Was your dad in the frat?
What was he? Yeah, but at the time he was already in law school. And so my mom was young and he came and got her from the sorority and people threw rice out the sorority windows.
Stop it.
But my experience is nothing like Robin's daughter. Like,
right. But unfortunately,
so
there are experiences like this that is what. Is the I think
the
to
norm.
Me more typical? Yeah, than more the norm where it's like I think maybe you had the not typical norm.
I think it just depends where you go to school
for sure.
But ask Sarah. Like, did you love it?
No, that's what I was saying. I don't know if you. I totally loved it, but I went into it knowing I'm obviously at a way less intense school, so it's not gonna. I didn't take it that seriously.
Like, did your sister in Alabama like it?
Oh yeah, she loved it. But I mean, again, she was a legacy, obviously, because I was in a sorority. She got dropped from them because her grades weren't good enough. And she's like, whatever. Like, you can look at it two ways. She's like, yeah, I wasn't smart. My grades physically weren't high enough. Sorry, Becca. But she's like,
sorry to
call your dumb sister.
No, but because everywhere they're different. And she's like, whatever. I got dropped. So what?
She got the ring.
Yeah, she did. Well, I think that's way more intense at a southern school. I mean, all of her sorority sisters are married to their little frat boy. Like, like a real thing.
Yeah. Well, Robin, how is your daughter now?
She loves where she is as far as the sorority goes.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a lot to keep up with being a California kid. There's just a lot of things you have to think about and how they dress and what they wear is so critical. And my experience in California, where I think I got up to like 250. Wearing shoulder pads and like big sweaters. Totally different. You know, totally different. These girls all look like supermodels. It's I think it would kill me.
I just think it's giving out the wrong image of what you have to look like and be, especially in this day and age too, where it's like, I don't want Jolie to have to see like, oh, I have to look this way, dress this way, post these kind of pictures on social media to try to like fit in and be like one of those girls. Mm-hmm. I don't want her.
It's not the most diverse environment. And that's coming from California, where we have complete diversity where we live. It was a bit of a shock for my daughter in that sense too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, I appreciate you sharing your story. Tell your daughter we said good luck. And
thank you.
Go sororities. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So you were just on this website.
I was. I was on a flight to New York, and I was like, oh, ThredUp. I wanted to look for all of my Free People stuff, Golden Goose tennis
they
shoes.
They have great brands.
Amazing. I ended up spending about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I should be getting a ton of boxes.
But I love it because it's great because it's like you're not paying full price on these really nice brands, which like Lululemon, Free People, those brands are expensive.
No, they're really expensive.
Yeah.
And they have there is so much, and you can search by brand, you can search by size, you can, if you're looking for shoes, you can search by color. I mean, it's incredible. It was so much fun.
I love the fact, too, that they have kids' clothing, because for us, like, Jolie's growing out of her clothes like crazy, so it's really nice to be able to go online and search for kids' clothing that's, really nice.
Yes.
And you don't have to pay full price for it.
Right.
So ThredUp is a consignment online store, and again, it's fantastic. It's the largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off estimated retail value. That's 90% off. Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/Jana today, you'll get an extra 30% off your first order. So that's like, I mean, that's a really good deal. Like, not going to do the math, but.
So drink your wine and go to ThredUp.
I know. It's great. So if you love to shop, you need to check out these deals on ThredUp. Plus, if you sign up now, you get an extra 30% off your first order at ThredUp.com/Jana. Make sure there's no A in ThredUp. It's Thread, ThredUp.com/Jana. That's ThredUp.com/Jana for an extra 30% off today. Happy shopping. All right, so we have another caller. Her daughter, guys, is going through Rush today.
That's frightening.
That makes me sweat.
Yeah. Julie, are you on the line, babe?
I am.
Your daughter's going through the process today.
She is. She's
rushing today?
Well, there's orientation tonight, so she has to learn about what will be happening over the next week.
Are you nervous?
I'm kind of nervous for her, only because I did it a long, long time ago. So I am nervous for her.
What region is she in? You don't have to say the school.
She's in Northern California.
Northern. Okay.
Did you have to do crazy things for Rush?
Nothing crazy. Just you just hit, five or six houses a day. It was just exhausting. And by the end of the day, you kind of had a better feel for which house you were leaning towards.
And which house is she leaning towards?
I'd say she's leaning towards two or three different houses.
Okay.
I'd say, I don't know if you want to know the actual.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. One would be Kappa, and the other would be probably Pi Phi.
And you were, like, totally on board when she came to you and was like, hey, Mom, so I want to be in a sorority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, because I did it. And it was the best time of my life.
What?
I told her, yeah.
What were the benefits?
The benefits?
Mm-hmm.
You've made instant friends, I'd say. When you're going to a new school and you don't really know anyone, the first day you basically are introduced to, 30 or so girls, at least at the school I went to. Those were the girls that you were kind of going around with for a week. And I will tell you, in those first few days, those girls that I met are still my best friends today.
Some of them went.
We all went into the same house, but some of us didn't, but we're all still dear friends.
See, I like that. Like, that's chill. The story that we just heard was like
exhausting.
Frightening.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, just like what they have to do for the rush and they're bawling their eyes out. It's just like, come on. It just seems
I heard that. We didn't have that, though, at the school I went to.
That's good.
So, yeah. But I have heard that. I've got friends right now whose daughter did not get into a house. And
Let me throw something out to you, Jana. Sorry to cut you off, Julie.
Yeah.
There is some element to it that is like real life. you don't get every job you apply for. Not everybody's going to be your best friend. So I'm just
I don't have to play stupid games to get a job. Do you know what I mean? That's like I don't have to do these silly things to get a job.
Yeah, but not all of them are silly.
But once you're in, like, it kind of holds you accountable. Like, you have to maintain your grades. I mean, I got put on academic probation because, no, I did. I couldn't go to any of the parties. Because,
damn, you and Becca.
I know. Look, I was there for one reason and one reason only. Okay, I was trying to have fun and find a husband, and I did half of it.
Well, you're from Texas. That's the goal, isn't it? But isn't that why the girls go to college?
Literally, it is, to get their MRS degree. So I think that... It goes, but like, it did hold me accountable. You know, there are like pluses for it, and there are like real world issues. Like, you know, if you don't get your house, or there were girls I had to coexist with that I mean, oh my God, the stories, but it teaches you there are some life lessons, yeah. But then there is some bullshit. So,
oh, no doubt. And I'll tell you, I got a 1.9 my first semester, and I had the best time of my life. However, I didn't get initiated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't get initiated. I was me and one other girl out of 30 girls did not get initiated and had to wait and be humiliated.
I feel smarter.
And had to wait a whole other month. So all the other girls got initiated, and I didn't. So, yeah, they helped me.
I think I got a 0.9 one semester. Yeah. I think,
did not.
I think that was my level. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like two Fs and incomplete and like a C.
Yeah.
Was that before or after you got kicked out?
That was on my way.
Ooh. Yeah, he got kicked out of college.
For a first semester.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That will be another.
Come on. It's real talk right now.
Real talk.
Julie, what will you tell your daughter if she calls you and she's having a bad experience and like gets dropped by houses?
Let's see. I'll probably tell her just to suck it up. Wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. And
that's good.
You know,
that's good.
Seriously. I mean, we're not a real, I don't know. We're not that emotional of a family. So I would, I'd basically say, well, girlfriend, they were probably just a bunch of bitches anyways.
Yeah, there we go.
I like you.
You'll be in the net, mama.
And where you'll be will be, and make the best of it. You know?
Nice.
Amen, sister.
I think you will.
Well, I appreciate your authenticity.
And I wish her luck.
And we wish her luck today. Tell her that the wind down crew wishes her luck. Yes. So
okay, will do.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
My question to you guys right now is, why are you still taking trips to the post office to mail letters and packages when you can get postage on demand with stamps.com? Have you guys ever used this before?
No.
It's really easy.
I'm always looking for a stamp though.
I know, right?
Always.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's frustrating when you have to wait and, same. But it's easy to do it from home. So with stamps.com, you can access all the amazing services of the post office right from your desk. So literally, if you if you go on your laptop right now, you need stamps, all you have to do is go to stamps.com. It's incredibly easy. They actually even send you a scale. So if you're like, I don't know how much my package is going to weigh, not a problem. They send you a scale. It's super easy, and the mail carrier picks it up. All you have to do is print it at your house. I know. It's
click, print, mail.
Right. I know. It's crazy. So right now, use promo code Jana for this special offer. It includes up to $55 free postage.
Wow.
Sign up right now.
I know.
A digital scale and a four-week trial. So do not wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Jana. That's stamps.com and enter Jana. Hey, we got some emails. And Mark is here, great email reader.
Thank you. A lot of sorority emails. I picked out some
pros. It's your favorite topic, isn't it?
And some cons. Which would you like first, a pro or a con?
I'm a glass half empty, so let's go with the con.
Okay, so it's con.
Especially when it comes to sorority.
Nicole says, my friend was hazed doing terrible things, such as sitting Indian style, which I believe we now refer to as crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
What?
Crisscross applesauce.
It's not appropriate. Indian
Why?
Style is not appropriate. It's offensive to Native Americans.
Yep. And Jolie will start coming home, and she will, because they teach it in preschool.
Crisscross
applesauce.
Not Indian style.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
And you are no longer an Indian giver?
What?
Oh.
Although I think Indian summer might be okay. I'll double check that
one. We'll ask Tim McGraw.
Anyway.
But no, but I'm sorry. Just real fast. Everything's so politically correct that, you know.
Crisscross applesauce.
And what's wrong with sitting like an Indian? I think they're beautiful. Sitting Indian style? I think it's beautiful. Who cares?
But I think it's a stereotype that all Native Americans sit a certain way.
Right.
You know, like
around a campfire.
Right.
Correct. Crisscross.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off on a tangent.
That's well, an interesting.
I'm sitting Indian style right now, and I'm very happy with it. So well,
this was part of the hazing.
We will
she
address
sat that
those
way.
Emails next week.
7 hours. She squatted holding bricks. She got screamed at, just being treated like crap.
What?
And then you make it into the sorority, and now you're best friends with these girls. Yeah, no thanks.
Amen.
I can make friends without having to do these terrible things and not talking crap behind each other's backs. Yeah, right. A big group of girls and no one talks crap. That's bull. These girls talk so much ass, it's unreal. Basically, you go to college with no friends, and you buy your friendships. Not for me. Now, if there was really a sorority that was candy and presents, then sign me up. You guys are awesome. Love the show. And Jana, I love how down-to-earth you are, and how,
thanks,
although
girl.
You are a celebrity, you seem so real. All right.
I love her.
Let's do
a
positive.
I love her. She's great. But by the way, like, that sounds awful.
I've never
can
heard
you
that.
Imagine?
I haven't either. I experienced
I've seen it in the movies.
Nothing like
yeah.
that.
I have
like
too.
In the, movie.
The meanest thing that happened to me was one girl asked if I could spell her last name, which I can.
Can you?
To
can
this
you?
Day.
Two B's, two A's, two L's, two O's. 100%.
Wow. Can you spell my last name? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I can.
That's a tough one.
Well, that's insane.
That
okay.
Was,
give me
no,
something positive.
Well,
let's okay. cleanse our palates with Jessica. Jessica says, I was in a sorority in college, Alpha Chi Omega. Anyone?
Oh,
and Sarah!
While there,
sister,
lights up.
Sister.
She says, "Yes, there was drama, but I met four best friends. We all graduated in 2009 and went our separate ways. There have been five of us living in four states, and we've gone months without talking. 2016, we had a girls' reunion weekend in Chicago, and there were two kids. Then in 2017, all five of us had babies."
Aww.
It's been the most amazing experience of my life. This mama tribe is so important to me, and I would never have met these friends without the sorority. Sarah has goosebumps.
Why do I
oh
have
my
jokes?
God, she has goosebumps.
I'm so embarrassing.
We are all always there
help,
for each
Sarah.
Other. From the beginning, through miscarriages, struggles to get pregnant, now horror stories of teething and toddlers going crazy. Yeah, there was some drama. And girls I didn't get along with in college, but I love them all. And I love watching them grow in their lives, even though we were not friends then. There's a bond that will never be broken.
Aww. Well, that's sweet, Jessica.
They're like double tapping on every Insta photo that they post. Aren't
and
they?
What's even funnier yeah. is what? Like the girls that like you weren't friends with.
Yeah.
I see them like right on Jana's pictures.
Stop.
So they're still there. Even though you're not
they're
friends.
Still stalking you.
Oh yeah.
Oh
no, they're stalking you.
But like through
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And then they're
so it's
like
are they happy?
You.
Maybe.
No.
No, they're jealous.
No,
of
they're
you.
Not. They're insanely
you
jealous.
Have an awesome friend.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, that's funny.
Let's swing back the other way. This is another Jess with her nightmare experience. I was in a chapter for about 6 months before I started dating a guy in a fraternity at my same school. He was in a leadership position in his frat. I was running for VP in mine. 6 months later, I was VP and in charge of our recruitment, but also secondhand to our president. I had been with that guy for a while now, and I loved him. So one day, I'm on his computer doing some homework, and I saw a text come from one of his friends that read, "Did you do her?" I clicked on it and read the text between him and his friend, and I found that he had slept with the current president of my sorority, who blatantly knew of my relationship, and took pictures of her naked and sent them to his friends in his fraternity. I left his place with no explanation, and I waited till my sorority's next chapter meeting, where I called out the president for her character and tried to have her removed as president. My plan was to drop the sorority because why would I want to be a part of something where the women don't respect their sisterhood? The whole sorority thing is BS and click-oriented and not worth the time and money.
But y'all are sisters.
No, that's actually, that that's, I can, that I can.
That's screwed up.
Yeah. That's a rough one. And yeah, finally, Aaron, and then a positive shout out to Amy for defending sorority girls. Mine was big. There were girls I didn't like. My pledge class was 65 plus girls. Not everyone got along, but I hold a special place in my heart for each and every Kappa Alpha Theta. The experiences and life lessons it gave me is something I would never take back for a second. And by the way, you don't have to drink or get drunk to be in a sorority. I did plenty of sober activities with my sisters. My sorority was being known as the smart girls on campus. We had the highest GPA for 15 years in a row. To each their own, but don't knock it.
Okay.
All right,
that
Aaron, I won't
boring.
Knock it.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
And one last thing, you know, now that we're, I had friends, like one of my best girlfriends was in a different sorority. And so, I mean, I don't know if that happens everywhere, but that's what I liked, you know. I didn't just have to be with, you know, Rachel was a DG.
Okay.
Other Rachel was a Theta, so.
Are you still, cool. still friends
yeah,
with
yeah.
the Rachels?
Yeah, I just actually was in San Francisco and had coffee with her. But again, I don't know if that's everywhere.
you know. But
because you might not be able to go outside your tribe.
Yeah, but I loved that, you know, we could kind of vent about our tribes to other tribes.
I mean, I'm glad people have had great experiences. I'm sorry for the ones that have had bad. Yeah. But that's the part that I just can't get on board. You know, sometimes would it be fun to go do like an experiment and go spend like a week with
undercover.
A sorority?
Ooh, like 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. Yes. Like that'd be, I actually would like, yes. I've always wanted to do that. Like just go back to like either a high school or college and like do
I'll
something like
you.
That. Okay.
I have an email for Sarah.
Oh, yo.
Ooh, this
okay.
is off topic. This is not frat related, sorority related.
All right. So bye, sisters.
Not yet.
Not yet. Jamie says, I'm in a similar situation as Sarah, but I'm 34. We've been together only 2 years. My boyfriend is 42, divorced. We've lived together over a year. When we first got together, he said 12 months. Then when a year came and went, I had no ring. I brought it up again. He said 18 months. Again, 6 more months, no ring. When our 2-year anniversary rolled around, I sat him down and I said to him, I gave up having a second child for you. I will not give up marriage. It is not too late for me. So if you don't plan on putting a ring on it in the next 12 months, you tell me right now.
Wow.
He was scared. He said he would absolutely propose to me in the next 6 months. So now I'm enjoying the anticipation. I'm keeping my hair, skin, and nails looking good and looking forward to every holiday, birthday, and event we have coming up. Her man is not stupid. He chose her, and he will not let her go. I hope she gets everything she deserves and more. You too, Jana.
Aww. Whatever we, what do we call your family? Like the
wine downers.
The wine downers. Like yeah, the wine downers. They... Oh my God, the love?
Yeah, you got a lot.
I got a lot. I mean, that was no joke. And I don't know, I feel like I got so many messages that were like that, that were like, I've been with him for 9, I've been with him for 7, I've been with him for 8. And I think that just kind of made me realize, okay, I don't want that to be me.
Just make sure you keep your nails looking nice.
This is a great engagement color, by the way. Really,
You know what? I was thinking that. Is that like bubblegum or something?
It is. Yes. And I actually told Ty, I go, just for the record, if they're hot pink, you better call someone. Someone better take me to get my nails. He's like, what's wrong? I go, I didn't wait this long to have hot pink nails.
Who's going
to
be your first call when you get engaged?
I don't know. Because I'm hoping that
And are you going to post a picture before you tell people?
No.
You have to please just tell me first before you put on Instagram.
I'm not gonna put it for like a moment because this is, I feel like this is something that like I want us to like get our moment.
Have you thought about the kind of picture that you want to post? Because it should be, I mean, it should.
She lives her life like a Kardashian.
What should it be?
Or she, you want to? That's like, it's like, you know what I mean?
I think it balloons. Should be like
holding a hockey puck.
Well, that's hilarious.
Oh no!
But no, like a glass of champagne or just drinking coffee like on a Sunday morning.
Oh, I get. Yeah,
you're not really telling people, but people are like,
oh, like where they just like, I like the way you think.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So it's not like, oh, I got engaged.
Yeah,
like just a single ring.
No,
yeah,
or like him, like.
Right. Oh, please no.
No.
Don't.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I have a question for you, though, because I was wondering about this, because we are obsessed with the Kardashians so much. Like, do you want the extravagant proposal? Like, what would it be your dream proposal?
I know. When I heard... So, I think now, to be honest, I'm just going to be happy to get it. I don't want it to be in public. And I don't know if I want, like, a big extravagant thing, because that's not him.
Right.
And it's not really... I mean, when I helped plan my sister's... He did it in her house, and then we were all like
there.
15
like,
minutes.
Do you want people there?
I think I've always said, like, it's a celebrate. I want to celebrate. Like, I want to party, especially for waiting this long. Like, I want us to be surrounded and have fun after. My friends are like, that's so weird. Why would you want us involved? I'm like, because we've all been in this together. You know, like, this is something I want everyone. I don't know, but I mean, like, honestly, like, if we were in bed and he just was like, hey. I'd be happy.
Bull ass.
Really?
Hold on. Yeah. I have something in my pillowcase.
You would be so.
But I don't want it to be like in public. Like, I do not want to be like.
You don't
like
want to hear online.
At dinner.
Oh, right here. Yeah, he walks in. Oh, my God. No, not dinner. Not public. I don't know. What am I saying? I don't even know.
You don't want Jana to pull you guys up on stage at the forum?
Oh.
She would die.
I mean, it only feels right that Jenna was there because, I mean, I feel like she's really got the ball rolling.
I do.
You've really put this in motion.
I'm the one, like, grabbing his balls.
No,
and
you
being
are.
Like, what are you doing?
No, I actually, like, kind of felt, I mean, I've never done this. So when the podcast came out, I was, like, a little nervous. And then I was like, you know what? What's there? If this is meant to be, it's meant to be. And I'm having a voice and I'm using it. And then when all those people started texting me and DMing me, I was like, it all makes sense. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
I was like, really, I'm having everyone come out here to listen to me say I can't get my boyfriend to marry me, but
yeah,
I'm like, it's nothing.
Hey, switching gears a second. Do you guys, maybe this is because I want to talk about this, but I like don't want to talk about it because I'm scared if maybe the person's listening. But do you guys have a friend that you had since like, I don't know, preschool? It could be like a childhood friend, but you've grown apart, but you kind of, but you were still like, it was your best friend in high school, it was your best friend, but it's like, but do you have to be best friends now?
I just talked to her last night.
Really?
I've known her since I was 4.
Uh-huh.
She was my first friend. She's my best friend. We've gone through some years where we didn't talk at all, but our friendship, as soon as we reconnect,
you always picked up where
it
you left
is
off.
Exactly. It's like no time has passed. I know her better than her sisters know her, and she knows me better than my sisters will ever know me.
Right.
I mean, we've been in it. We lived together in college. We have seen
each
other.
Does she put in effort, though?
She has 2 kids, and she lives in Metro Detroit, and we live very, very different lives.
Right.
Very different lives. We both put in... I'm going to say we talk to each other on the phone maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with this.
But we are active on social media. So we know what we're doing. And I love her more than anything. And to get a call from her last night was awesome. And I was thinking about her 30 minutes before she called.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, it's hard when you have an old friend that you're not friends with anymore.
Well, it's not that we're not friends anymore. It's because I have plenty of friends where, you know, I have one of my skating girlfriends, Missy. Like, we've always been friends. We pick up where we leave off every time I've seen her. I mean, I have plenty of friends like that. I mean, just like my friend Jen Wayne. She's, you know, she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. I don't talk to her that much because she's in Runaway June. She's always on the road. But I know what she's doing, obviously, like from social media. And we always like pick up where we leave off. But I have this one girlfriend where, I mean, we've been friends since middle school, but God, I'm like, oh my God, am I stepping into like a dog pile right now of like stuff? But
no, because everyone can relate.
Yeah, everyone.
It's just, I'm like, take a deep breath. She didn't call me or text me when I had my 2 miscarriages last year. Okay. She didn't, you know, text me when she found out that I was, because so here's the thing. Like, I mean, did I call people? Like, yes, I told some of my Nashville girls that I had a miscarriage. I told you, Sarah, that I had a miscarriage, you know, and then I posted it online. I know she's on social media, but you would think that someone that you have been best friends with since middle school would have reached out and been like, I don't care how busy you are with your 2 kids and your job.
Right.
It hurt my feelings that you didn't reach out. Also, I've always felt like she reached out for a something. Like, and it's like, and maybe because I'm not, I go, I bet you the second I am on something again, she will reach out. And the second that, you know, I did Family Feud, I was like, oh my God, you're on. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Why are you just attracted now to my personality as opposed to now like me? And I think like we had a little bit of like a, you know, I don't think she understood why I took Mike back. I don't think her husband liked that I took Mike back, but it was, and maybe that was the strain there, but there was never like, I have such deeper relationships now with other people that I'm like, but why do I keep calling her my best friend when I don't think that's my best friend anymore?
Well, she's not being a best friend to you. So she's not your best friend. Well,
let's come at it from another perspective, because that's always the best way to do it. So now you have to really look deep in yourself. Do you reach out to her with whatever
I've tried
has going on?
But she doesn't go deep. That's the thing. Like, I'll be like, how are you and, you know, your husband? And she doesn't ever go. It's like, oh, it's great. It's like, I want deep relationships now. I don't want just the like.
Well, some people are cakes and rainbows and it's all a facade. So that might be what you're dealing with, which is why it's hard for her to come to you with.
But she's never been that like kind of like, but I mean, all I really know is from high, I mean, because after high school, I moved to New York and then LA. So, and then from then it was just whenever she came out to visit.
Is she still in the Midwest?
She's still in the Midwest. You know, I've heard she's quitting her job.
She's
jealous? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't think she's jealous. At all. But no, but I mean, the second that I was on, you know, one of her favorite shows, was she here like gung-ho blazing? Like, of course.
So
but,
when you guys were in high school, did you, what was the relationship?
I mean, we were besties, but what kind of, I mean, like, again, like you grow so much from like high school to where we are now.
Your
so my
biggest problem
so it's
in high
like,
school is like,
right. Yeah. And it's like, now I'm, you know, I'm calling you guys. I'm calling my friends in Nashville. And it's like, because I don't feel like I can go that deeper rooted relationship with her because she's not like going there with me.
That,
I was going to say one time.
But that makes me sad.
It's okay. You have to grieve
it. But people grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've grown. She hasn't. It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. When I've had it with a lot of my friends that I've had a long time that stayed in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Because when you move, your whole perspective changes and the way you live your life is so different.
It's like a relationship,
it's hard to
too.
Connect.
It happens because you've gone through so much that mm-hmm. you've changed, right. too, because you've gone through a lot of stuff.
Right.
And so you've changed and she hasn't or can't mm-hmm. relate or can't catch up or just is a different type of person.
But I mean, even my friends that can't relate to, they're still there. Yeah. Like they're still like emotionally available. They're still, and again, I get a busy schedule, but nobody can tell me that their schedule is any busier than what
right.
I'm doing and that I still have a good relationship with my girlfriends that there's no reason why I can't text you back or say like, hey, I saw this post and I'm so sorry. Or it's something, right. you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was, cause it, just made me think of it because I was going through something on Facebook popped up yesterday and it said 11 years ago. And I was like, wow, like it's just, it's changed.
It
and it's like, and now it's like, mm-hmm. but it's sad because it's like, it's almost like a loss of like.
It's really hard. Yeah. I have it with a couple friends and it's hard. I mean, I think about it sometimes and I'm like, I almost kind of have to block it.
Like, and it's almost like, am I putting on something? It's like every time I go home, I'm always texting her. But the last time I went home, I didn't really see a lot of effort. So I was like, I'm not putting in this effort.
If
you're not even going to put effort in, like the one time that I'm home a year to actually like come see me,
that's
you know,
tough.
Or like to whatever. So I'm like, why am I doing that? But that's like where I'm now like grieving it, where it's like right. the last time I came home, I didn't text her. And I was like, that was hard because I've always texted her. But I'm like, wait, I'm not in high school anymore. We've outgrown, I guess, that relationship. Yeah. But
someone
it's hard.
Said something to me one time and they were like, you know, we treat like relationship, like, you know, with your partner, but friendships have, now I can't think of what I was going to say.
Expiration dates.
Friendships have expiration dates too. And sometimes there's nothing you can do. And I have that with a friend. It's very uncomfortable. It's very awkward because it's currently happening. But that's when she said that to me, I was like, wait, it clicked. I'm like, yeah, some things just expire and no one did anything and nothing happens. But like, you're growing. You've gone through so much and she probably can't relate. And again, I can't, I mean, I don't have kids. I don't have a husband. I don't have, but like, we are just connecting on a different level and maybe it's just hard for some
people. And you do have the option, even though it would be hard, is to tell her what you told us.
Right.
And really call her and say, hey, I really want to talk to you. I feel like we're growing apart or I feel like we're not, you know, whatever it is. That's sort of an option. If it makes you feel so bad, you can try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You can also say, whatever.
Yeah.
You can also grieve it and move on.
Yeah. I kind of, you know, it's funny. Is a girlfriend from that kind of group had reached out to me. And we had more of a connected conversation through text within 5 minutes than what I'd have had with her in years.
You've outgrown the relationship.
Where I was like, yeah, please text me again. I'd love to chat with you again because we mm-hmm. were friends and we did outgrow. And that's the thing, like I'm all about picking up where we leave off. Like even if Sarah, if mm-hmm. I don't talk to you for a couple of months, like whatever, like we always pick back where we leave off. That's fine. But it's always that, like, it's a connected relationship where you share both parties share. But I guess that's just hard for me because when I saw that photo on Facebook, I'm like, damn Facebook for always being the thing to remind me of like relationships. And I know I'm like, thanks for the memory, Facebook.
I call Facebook like the wormhole, the black hole, the devil.
But thanks for letting me get that off my chest. You know what, Amy? I don't think I want to have that conversation because I think I'm just...
And I totally respect that. I have that.
I think I've just passed it. Because if it's not from my...
I totally get it.
If I don't see any effort, then I just...
Yeah.
I have to walk away from it.
I have a couple friends where it's like,
no
drama.
I still love her. It's great. Like, you know, whatever. If she does end up texting me, sure. But I bet you it'll be when something comes out either on TV or whatever.
So I always say that your life is a beautiful garden. And if you allow weeds to continue to grow, it's going to really F up your garden. And it's not going to be a beautiful place. So when stuff like this happens, you just have to pull the weeds out.
Yeah. But I think
so
it's
that your
like,
garden can flourish.
Yeah. I think it's hard though, just because like in this age, it's like we think that we have to continue on with the friendships that we've had since
high school.
But it's like, no, I'm a 34-year-old woman. I don't have to be friends with you anymore.
No. Give yourself permission to move on.
But it's hard.
I know.
It's a weird feeling. I totally can relate. I have two friends that were like best friends. Mm-hmm. And I have a great group of friends. But two of them have like really
dropped off.
Left the tribe.
Yeah.
And it's like one is fully left and the other one it's like, you know, some people go through things. It's like the four agreements. Mm-hmm. Likely it's not about you as much as it feels like it's about you.
She might
something
be
could be going on with her where she just
absolutely. I just want real. If you can't be vulnerable, and I'm not saying you got to tell me every like skeleton in your closet, but if we can't have an honest, just an authentic conversation,
right.
Not just be like, oh yeah, things kids are good. I'm like that. I don't need to have.
I don't like when I ask someone how are you and they say good because I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Everything's
I'm like,
great.
Nobody our age is good.
Right. It's like, no, I'm tired.
I know. Yesterday when I was traveling, the guy's like the flight attendant guy. He was like, how are you? I go, honestly, I don't want to be flying right now. I was like,
oh my
I'm
God.
Tired.
I love that. I was somewhere and I'm like, how are you? And the person was like, okay.
I mean, sometimes you don't want to hear a sob story. But again, like if it's, you know, a relationship, it's like you want to have that other partner. So but thanks for letting me get that. Because I was just, I saw that on Facebook.
I bet you every single person listening is like, I really should call so-and-so.
Yeah, if you want to, if it's been a minute and you do care about that relationship, give the person a call.
Yep. Do it.
If that ship has sailed, it's okay.
Yeah. Let it sail. That's me.
Sail away.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
What's the song?
Sail it away.
And you know what is interesting, though? In 10 years, that person can come back, and it's like people change. So you never know.
Right. You just don't. Yeah. She needs maybe some time and growth.
Yeah.
Speaking of growth.
What?
Oh. I was going to tell you earlier, I was in New York for a week for work and Rocco had to stay with his dad.
Oh.
And when I got home, I got a text that I needed to call him because he needed to talk to me.
The
and
dad.
About? And I was like, about what? It was, after work, I'll talk with you. I was like, all right.
I know, I'm sweating.
What's going on? Like, what? Whatever. So last night, I'm like waiting around.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous because I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
just tell me.
It.
Yeah,
tell
just
me.
Like, yeah.
So annoying. So he got on the phone and he said, so while you
this
were
is
gone.
This her ex-husband, by the way.
Okay.
While you were gone, you know, at least four or five times, and Rocco asked, so I wonder what so-and-so's doing, the boyfriend.
Yours.
Oh, no. Around the dad.
Right. And it happened like every day a few times. And I said, well, I'm really sorry. But he's curious. We spend a lot of time with him and his daughter, or he and his daughter.
And when you get divorced, the mom has the kid more often, and you're going to be around that person that your mom's with.
We live in the same neighborhood, you know. So I'm sorry, but this is what it is.
Yeah.
And he ended up being okay with it, but I was just, you know. And then he said, "Well," then he was asking, "Why aren't we living in the same house, and why aren't we together anymore?" And I said, "Well." He often asks that, and it's really normal.
Yeah.
And I have a talk with him about how his one friend only has a dad, and his other friend only has a mom, and his other friend is, you know, has the same situation as, you know, he does, where his mom and his dad live separately, and every family's different.
That'd be hard.
There's nothing wrong with that. And it's actually really, you're, you know, are really lucky that you have a mom and dad who love you so much, and you get to spend one-on-one time with us and get to do all kinds of things. He said, oh, well, I never thought to, you know, talk about it that way.
How old is he?
Who?
Rock.
He's six.
You're like, my ex-husband? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's got to be a tough situation.
Yeah. No, it's really difficult, you know, and it's kind of getting muddy with lives moving on. But it's just...
I think he's jealous, too, probably, of the other man in his life.
Probably.
Yeah, because I would know if that was my husband, he would be why is Jolie talking about...
Yeah.
Right. No, and whoever. I'm, you know, trying to be really compassionate about that.
Yeah.
And
I do get why people stay married until the kids go to college, and then they...
That's
blah, blah.
True. That messes them up so bad,
though,
too.
I agree. Yeah. But here's the thing that I just had a light bulb on. It's not about the kids, why they stay till the kids go to college. It's about them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can't handle it. But then when your kids are adults, you don't really care. You're like, who cares?
Right. No, you're right.
I just realized it's really difficult. They say they're staying, you know, for the kids, but they're staying because they can't handle the kids being with someone else.
Yes.
And I get that. That's why, I don't know. I need to Google that. Do most divorces happen when the kids go to college?
No,
I don't know. No. I mean, I know one of my girlfriend's parents divorced right when she went to college. But I will say, I mean, to your point, Amy, the leading force of why I have not left Mike is I do not want another lady around my child.
Okay.
But having said that, when I'm done, if I was ever to be done with Mike, I wouldn't care. But I still care because I still love him.
Of course.
I still don't want her to get the better version of him.
Yeah.
But I also don't want my child, and I don't want him hanging around some whatever kind of chick that he'd pick up around my child. And I wouldn't want Jolie talking about her. So that was in the very beginning. I mean, when my girlfriends were like, it doesn't matter, you're still her mom. I was like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'll be because I know I know every single part of that child. Mm-hmm. Like she came from me. Like she will never call anyone else a mom or, you know.
Right.
But again, but I think if I was like so done, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
In my 5-second Google, I just did. It's totally torn. I read two psychologists are like, kids shouldn't live in an unhappy home. You shouldn't live in an unhappy home. You shouldn't be in a bad marriage. But, you know, it's like, it's a crapshoot.
I will say, though, like if we were to get divorced, the majority of the time spent would be with me.
Right.
So it would be me and my significant other. So she wouldn't really be around the other
unless
girl.
Unless there's a battle and then he tries to.
Bring it on, baby.
Oh, no. That's... I can't even.
Yeah.
The moms
But I will say, in my situation with my parents, I know my mom did try. I wish she would have left my dad years ago.
Right.
It was not a good upbringing in certain situations.
Well, you don't want... You know, one of my main reasons for making this huge life change was I didn't want Rocco to grow up
seeing those things.
Thinking that that's the way a relationship is.
I 100% agree.
No communication, that, you know, it's completely silent, you know, through dinner. That's not what I want for him in the future.
Agreed.
At all.
Totally.
So,
totally.
You know, you have to make those hard choices, but then after the hard choice is made, now you have to deal with all the mud.
I mean, there could be good stuff. I mean, like, who knows? Like, you know, maybe, like, I will say this, like, if my dad would have married the girl that he's now married to, I would have had a way better relationship with my dad afterwards, because I love the lady he's married to now. Like,
that's
she's
so great,
lovely. Yeah. But the lady he married after my mom, which was like his affair girl, I hated her.
Right.
So like that, you know, that doesn't make it happy either. But again, that kind of shapes like how your relationship with your parents are going to be after the divorce.
I don't know any unhappily divorced people, though. Like, do you know anyone that's divorced that's like, if I could only just get, you know, so-and-so back.
I will say my mom was unhappy for a very long time.
But your father had an affair.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, my dad had an affair, ended up marrying his affair girl. But she said, I wish I would have. And I think she said that in a time of just despair and loneliness. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, I'm never going to find anybody. I'm like, yes, you are, Mom. Like, yes, you are. Like, you will. It just might not be tomorrow. But, you know, once it was 15 years, then it was 20 years. And so it was like, you know, of course, like, she's like, I'm never going to find
anyone.
Didn't
she just get married, though?
She did.
Oh, that's so rad.
Yeah. But she did say she wishes that she would have tried maybe a little bit harder. And I was like, no, Mom, it wouldn't have changed. He would not. It would not have. You two did not work together. Yeah. You were meant to have my brother and I, and that was it. And now she's married to, get this, she's married to my brother's ex-wife's dad. So his
wait a second.
Drawing this out.
So okay, so my brother was married to a lady named Jackie, which brothers. We're not going there. Okay. But yes. And so married Jackie. So his father-in-law was Dan. Aww. Okay. Now they had kids, and so Ava and Dylan have, you know, their grandpa is, you know, grandpa, you know, Papa Dan, and then Papa Nora from the other side. So then when
their grandparents are married to each other.
That's amazing.
So now my brother's stepdad, or you know obviously not really, like, you know, he's not gonna call him like stepdad, but like his stepdad is his ex father in law.
That's amazing.
Oh my god. Next week we're talking about this because I'm so curious now, like at Christmas. Save it for next week. We're out of time from this week, but oh my god. Your life is so
I can't wait to hear more about this.
Oh, guys. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I just want to thank everybody for calling in today. I want to give a huge shout out to
everyone's numbers in your whole family so you can call them. And Uncle Roy.
Uncle Roy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love Uncle Roy. Aww. Anyways. Okay, so today we are sponsored by Luna Grill, where you can enjoy wholesome, refreshing Mediterranean food that the whole family can enjoy. Celebrate Labor Day weekend at the opening of Luna Grill's 47th restaurant located in Santa Monica. Stay up to date with Luna Grill by following Luna Grill at lunagrill.com and social media. So thanks to Brooklinen, you get $20 off your first order plus free shipping when you use promo code Jana. Brooklinen.com. Visit ADT/smart to learn more about ADT. ThreadUp, you get 30% off your first order at threadup.com/Jana. And thank you to Stamps.com for letting my listeners have a special offer when they use the code Jana. It includes up to $55 free postage, digital scale, and a 4-week trial. Sign up today. Ladies, we are out of time. We talked about a lot today.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to let Julie sign up for sorority, but it's all good. Nope. I've got 16 more years.
Yeah. You're good.
For that. So
you're good.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Talk about it later. I love you, ladies.
Love you too.
Can't wait for next week with the family affair.
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Bye, Wine Downers.